This is Ethan.
Ethan?
This yeah.
This is David Lenihan.
Hey, what's going on, David?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just a busy, busy morning. You know what? They're getting ready to go to news right now. Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
I can try to figure out what he wants to do. So congratulations to everyone.
That's what we're going to do. How are you playing out between the intro?
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to get to it. If I can get him to go to you, can you talk to us now?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold. If I get him to pick you up, you'll be talking to a guy named Wolf, another guy named John, and a woman named Alan.
Okay.
Wolf, John, and Alan, all right? And just hold on one second.
So far, people that know me know what I've been through, and,
I feel nothing but compassion for you.
What do you mean what you've been through?
Well, this past week has been, I've gotten a lot of attention in the past week, and I just wasn't expecting it. You know, this is all new to me, so.
But are people buying your explanation that you meant to say coup, and it came out coon, and it was simply a slip of the tongue with nothing mental behind it?
Oh, I mean, I went to high school where I was a minority there. It was like 80% black where I went to school. I mean, this is crazy to think that I would be a race.
Why?
Why?
Some people say
I love black people.
I mean, you know, pretty famous radio guy, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Lived in a predominantly black town. He's very open about talking about how tough it was.
Oh, well, I have lots of black friends. It's not a problem, you know. I don't see it. You know, people, they slip up all the time. And it didn't, and if you look at the context of the sentence, it doesn't even make sense.
But you know what, why didn't you jump out of it? Why didn't you have a jump button jump out of it, you know, let it reboot and start explaining yourself all over again?
Well, to tell you the truth, though, I just want to be real honest right here. You know, I'm David Lenihan, but I don't know how you guys did your research, but there's a lot more David Lenihans than just me. And I'm actually not the guy that was on the radio.
You're not the guy that was on the radio?
No, but I've gotten so much attention about this. I don't understand.
Did you want to dump it? That was dumb.
Did you just dump it?
Yeah.
Dude, what was the story with that guy? He got in touch with me. He got in touch with you. He called you.
I didn't know. They called me. You guys called me.
And it's funny. Did you call him to leave a message on a guy's phone that David Lenihan?
Somebody called me. I don't know what this is all about.
Yeah, you're talking. All
right, Well, listen, let's roll. Tell your telephone is David Lenihan. There has nothing to do with the coup.
Yeah, I want people to stop contacting me about this.
Actually, accepted the guy's apology.
He did.